up. It's Lissa and Justin. What do you wish someone would have told you before you moved to Northeast PA? Because Justin, you're about a month in.
Yes.
We're happy to have you.
Yep.
I'm about 15 years in. I moved here a long time ago, but there were some surprises that came along. I'm interested in this comment thread. What are people saying on Facebook? What do they wish they would have known?
All right. This ain't me. This is the comment section. All right.
Just so you know.
Margaret says, people are so nice and genuine. Don't look at them funny when they say hello.
That's true.
Which is not that common in Philadelphia or New York. It's usually they're about to ask you or scam you.
And I like that quality about people here, because I'm from the Midwest and we're very much like that, where if I see someone, we're walking in and out of a store together, I'll say hello or have a good day or thanks for holding the door. Or not every town is like that.
That's why I asked when I got here, do I go and knock on my neighbor's doors and introduce myself? Because it's a small complex. That's
you
not
should.
Something I would ever do. Yeah, I did. I went and I introduced myself. I knocked
good.
On all the doors.
I think that's a good trait.
Tina said, some potholes deserve their own zip code.
That's true.
And Kenny said, bruh, I wish they would have told me that potholes are sentient and they're plotting against us.
Kenny with a hot take.
Michael says, freshwater creeks are called cricks.
That is true also. My dad says crick, and it bothers me to my core. I'm like, Daddy, it's spelled out. It's creek. And he's a very educated man. I'm like, how are you not seeing how it's spelled?
Allison says, when I first moved here, I had no clue what wimpies were. I don't know what a wimpy is.
Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe. Sloppy Joe.
Wimpies. That's so...
Meatloaf sandwich. No, it is. Yeah, it's just Sloppy Joe, and I don't know why people here call them wimpies. I've tried to get to the root of that. No one can give me a straight answer about where that originated from. They're like, well, because wimpy in Popeye. And I'm like, but he ate hamburgers. That wasn't even a Sloppy Joe. Why are you calling them wimpies?
And that's the only wimpy I know is from Popeye. So I don't even know where else it would go. And she says, and here pizza's ordered by the tray. I still have not gotten used to it. And I've been here since 2003.
Yeah. You might never order pizza by the tray because you are from New York. And it just feels weird for you. Probably you're a pie person.
Yeah, I've stopped saying pie because I normally say, let me get a large pie. You know, instead, I just say a large cheese. And let me get a
large
pie.
Why doesn't anyone just say, can I have a large pizza?
Well, what kind of pizza? There's so many different kinds, right?
Yeah. Large pizza with mushrooms. Boom.
Yeah, and Brenda said, it snows in October. There are people in Scranton who have never been to Wilkes-Barre.
True.
The weather is a big deal here, and the residents love all their local weather celebrities.
Joey Snedeker.
Joey Schneds. He's kind of a big deal in the city, I'm guessing.
Did you learn anything from this comment thread? Did it scare you at all? We're a very particular type of people here.
Yeah. The weather here, that's something that I haven't, I've only been here a month, so I haven't experienced the crazy winter weather. There was
Buckle
a lot
up.
Of comments about the weather. And
the parking spaces. Get ready for a lot of garden chairs in parking spaces on the street because they're like, this is my space. I put a garden chair in it. You cannot park here. Get ready for that.
Well, luckily we have spaces in ours, but that doesn't really fly. If it's a garden chair, it could be easily moved.
Nope. Oh, those are fighting words.